If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Sammy, right back in the same place you guys were last year. How much did that loss drive you in the off season and through training camp? How much has it driven you this season to get back here?
That loss, I think it drove everyone. That feeling, that hurt, that pain, especially when we knew we had the game and a couple calls, and I mean, set us back, and certain things was out of our control. But to be in this position again, we definitely got to maximize everything. And throughout the whole off season, that's the one thing that kind of drove us to this point to be in this situation again. And just really got to maximize and go out there and play our game and have fun.
Having gone through that experience last year, has it helped you in preparation for this year's AFC Championship game?
I would say not the preparation, but just to have that thought, you know what I mean, of us getting to this point again. And we want that feeling to be that team that go to the Super Bowl and not be the team that get knocked out of it. And that's our whole motivation now, to get to the Super Bowl. And don't let last year affect what we got going now. And approach it with a different mindset as we're going to win this game and, you know, make it to the Super Bowl.
I thought it was pretty powerful listening to you talk about your body language when the team fell down 24 and how Kelce came over and told you, hey, pick it up. We're going to still win this game. For teammates to do those types of things and for you guys to go through that now and have overcome that and won, what does that do for you even in terms of a confidence level going into the next game in case something bad happens coming up on Sunday?
I mean, we got those type of leaders that step up to us and know when you're not body language or when you're off, when your thoughts are driven somewhere else, you got guys that, you know what I mean, coming to you, hey, man, we're going to be okay. And, you know, this week, hopefully we start off pretty fast, you know what I mean, get up 17-3, 17-0, so we don't have to, you know what I mean, worry about coming back.
I know you guys believe, and you believe in coming back from any deficit, but, man, that's crazy. Four touchdowns in the second quarter, you guys made that up by halftime. When you look back at that, I mean, that's nuts. I've never seen anything like that.
That's the special of this offense, and you know what the coaches preach. When we all on the right page, and you know what I mean, running good routes and Pat throwing the ball, and we all vibrating high and running fast and blocking, doing the extra things to get each other open. This offense can be unstoppable.
Now you guys take on a Titans team that you saw, and we all know how that one went down earlier in the season. You guys haven't lost since then. What changed? I mean, did was that game like a lesson learned, or did something happen? Because you guys have been on a roll ever since that day.
I just think, you know, we got Pat back, and you know, once you get your leader back, and you know, everything get the rolling. I think that was his first game back. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of jitters, a lot of guys, and then we lost a ton of offensive linemen. I think now we got everybody back, and we got one come and go, and everything we're trying to do is collectively. And when you got a team moving collectively with so many superstars on the team and so many guys that can make plays on the offense in general, like I said, I don't think we can be stopped when we are moving off the same energy.
It's a long season. How do you feel physically getting ready to go into this championship game?
I feel the best ever. Coach's been doing a great job with just reps and taking care of literally everybody out there with our bodies. He got one of the best schedules, I think, to keep us going. We do practice, shoot. We want to practice. Not that we walking around sore, glimping around. So I think we got the best schedule ever.
What would it mean for you to get to the Super Bowl?
What would it mean? It would mean the world, I think, for not just me, but for everybody. For Coach Reed, he's been there, been coached for 20 years and haven't won one. This organization, the Hunts, everybody on this team have sacrificed so much to get to this point. And, man, I think it would be everyone's dream. We all dream the same thing, so to win one would be amazing.
So I remember we talked to you earlier in the season about how you got into meditation this year. A lot of people in Kansas City are having a tough time falling asleep at night this week because they're so excited and nervous about this game. I'm looking at your face, too. So does the meditation help, or how was it like for you, the anticipation, having to wait all the way till Sunday to get into this game?
It's been hard for me to sleep in general, just coming up to this game. And, you know what I mean, you're trying to keep your body right. You're trying to get 8 hours. And, you know what I mean, it's one game away from the Super Bowl. And man, it's a lot of pressure on all of us. Coach Reed, everybody on this team, just been kind of jittery. And those are feelings that you want to go through during the week. So once Sunday get in, everything's kind of settled down and we can go out there and have fun and play. But definitely I have lost sleep in the last 2 days.
I was trying to meditate at the end of the first quarter in that last game to try to get myself through that, but then you guys came back and I was all fired up. Final question for you. You mentioned Andy Reid. So many people around the league want to see Big Red get that title. That's a special thing because it feels like you guys are playing not only for yourselves, but a big part of it's trying to win him that ring that he deserves, right?
Yeah, I think he's one of – for me, he's a special guy, you know what I mean, because I think he knows me best. And it's something like my parents, you know what I mean. They know me well, and he's one of them good coaches where you look back and, man, I want to win one for him because he got a good heart. He got good intentions. And I feel like, you know, the good ones always get left behind, and he need a ring.
I hope you have a big game on Sunday, and I hope we see you in Miami.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Sammy.
Thanks, Sammy.